taught. And you see in verse 20, the word taught. You taught that the giver of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. So the heart was not right that produced all those things. Verse 22. Repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart. And remember, all thoughts are produced by a condition inside him. A thought, if you constantly have thoughts that are painful, what is it trying to tell you? You probably have pain in your life that's producing all those things. Correct. And the painful thoughts are a symbol or a symptom of something deeper within that is not healed. Many years ago, when we were freshly new in the Baptist ministry, we just come out into independent charismatic ministry, and my background is a Baptist. So we know a lot of Baptist pastors and Baptist ministers. And during the 1960s, 70s, we saw a lot of them slowly come out of Baptist churches and went independent or charismatic churches. One of them, he was about 15 to 20 years older than me, also came through the whole same Baptist seminary. So we know him to a certain extent. Generally a very congenial man. He was in a little town down in Malaysia that was pastoring a Baptist church, and he had a bad experience. All kinds of things happened. In the end, he got filled with the Spirit, touched by God. And so a group of us were trying to find him a place for ministry. And together with another Baptist minister who's got an independent church, we found him another little church over. He was from the on the East Coast. We sent him to the West Coast. A little church that was asking for a pastor. So we sent him over there. And after 1 month, he could not survive there. And then when we sent a few people to find out why, because it was a young church, it was, you know, and that was an opportunity for him to grow and the church to grow along with him. And then we found out this, that he never got over the hurts he went through. So every Sunday when he ministered in that church, the pain came out. The sermon came out. I'm sure there were some good sermons he must have preached. The word came out. But when it came out, there was a quality to the words. They could feel his pain coming out. Now, if it's once or twice and then they pray and he got away, that's fine. But it keep coming out. And one of the things when we interviewed the little church and the people say, because we know some of the church people there, they were very nice people. Easy to pastor. Not difficult. And they said, every time he ministers, his pain comes out. So his pain comes out, he must be thinking painful thoughts. It must have been painful all the time. And there is a part of inside him not healed yet. And it comes out. The thoughts and the words and the actions, all these are symptoms. So here is the same man, Simon. He was born again. He was baptized in water, but he had pain in his life. And look at what Peter says he had in his life in chapter 8. It says here in verse 23, I see that you're poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Now you know why. Sometimes when you're in negotiations or you're trying to bring two people together or reconciliation ministry, you cannot reconcile people who are not healed. You can sit down and argue and talk, and you could agree to 20 principles. They agree to 20 principles, and you find they will come up with another 20. You know the problem? It is the pain, not just the principle. Because when people are no more suffering pain and they love one another, you know what they do? They compromise. And you know the divide between the Palestinians and the Israelites. It's not just a simple logistics of land. If it's so simple, anyone could have solved that problem. It is the pain that both generations have borne for decades and generations, going back many generations. The pain of entire generations, that takes time to heal. So when people sit at a table to negotiate, all their pain is behind them, and when they're arguing, they are not arguing for the sake of those things they're arguing for. There's a pain pushing them. So the same way with this guy, he had pain. And he was poisoned. And for that reason, that is why if any one of you, you know, suffer gossip or backbiting or things or rumors come to your life, remember, sometimes there's no point justifying. Because behind those things, they are words of pain-filled people. Unless their pain is healed, no amount of discussions can bring a reconciliation. And you, only God can bring that kind of healing. You can't help what others do to you, but you can help what you do to others. As long as the pain doesn't come out of your own life back to them, and then we have World War III and IV and V. Whatever people want to do, let them do or say. But as long as from your life, only love comes out. Isn't what that Jesus says? Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. And some Christians say, I find my hand up, bless back. You know why? Because you have pain. Jesus says, come, let him heal your pain. But when you have no pain in your life, when you are healed, you're touched, and all your life is just full of the love of God, and people do things to you, you know what comes forth? I love you with the love of the Lord. And here comes a rotten tomato. You go second line. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Because you have no pain. Therefore, you can stand it. If you have pain, World War III, World War IV. So here's Simon. The quality of the thoughts that he was having was wrong. And you could scheme, he could scheme 1,000 things, and all the 1,000 things would be wrong. So, all thoughts have a source. Note where the source is. And all thoughts have a spiritual or soul quality attached to it. By discerning the quality of the thoughts. You know, people always use the word quality decision. Nowadays it's quite in quality. It's not just a decision. This is a quality decision. Well, let's talk about it. Let's have quality thoughts. Not just any thoughts. Quality thoughts, because we have a quality heart that's touched by God. In conclusion, let's look at the book of Ephesians as we point the way forward in understanding the mind and how our mind operates in God. Ephesians tells us, just to encourage each one of us, no matter how high you think or what you ask or think, in chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to exceedingly abundantly, above all things, able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Imagine your highest thoughts and aspirations, he is above those things. And rereading Philippians chapter 4 again, verse 7. It tells us, if your thoughts are full of anxiety, your thought qualities need a touch from the Lord, God is here to touch you. It says in verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now, isn't it interesting that the cure for anxiety is not counseling, but prayer? Because prayer and supplication receive a touch from the Lord. Remember, impartation comes before understanding. And mental change comes after spiritual impartation. So we have through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known of to God. And verse 7, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Even though you don't understand how it will take place, how God was going to answer your prayer, even you don't see why God should do all the things for you, whatever thing your mind could think, it says, and your understanding could reach high, God's peace is above all those things. It can cover everything. Whether in your personal life, your family life, your ministry life, your business life, in any area that causes you anxiety, pain, and fear. And remember this, unless you have peace, you cannot give peace. Unless you have love, you can't give love. Unless you have joy, you can't give joy. So it is imminent that we allow the Lord to touch us first so that we can touch other lives. If you're sitting right here this morning and you really want to help the people around you in your life, you need to be filled with God's love, joy, peace, and then be filled with God's thoughts of love, joy, peace. Then you will begin to make a change in where you are. And the last final verse in Romans 16, this is how powerful it is. It says in verse 20, Romans 16 verse 20, and the God of peace, do you see that? He could have said the God of war, but it says the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. Because if Satan can't steal your joy, he can't steal your goods. If Satan can't steal your love, he can't steal all the rest of your life. If Satan can't steal your peace, he is a crushed enemy. Let's pray.